This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look at how futures are trading. These are the combined numbers, the consolidated numbers in Kansas City. March wheat not bidding, not trading. The May at 729.5, down 5.75. In July at 734.5, down 5. By the way, the March contracts go off the board tomorrow. March wheat in Chicago, 698. Down 2.5. May, 699, down 4.5. July, 699, down 4.75. March corn, 735, down 6. May, 704.75, down 9.5. Now down 9.75. July, 686.75, down 7. And December at 551.25, down 6. March soybeans, 1467, down 22.75. May, 1441.75, down 27, now down 27.25. November, 1259, down 10.5. March soybean meal, 427, down 940. May, 425.90, down 1030. March soybean oil, 49.54, down 29. May, 49.58, down 40. April live cattle, 129.35, up 65. March feeder cattle, 139.65, up 85. And April lean hogs, 81.57.5, up 12.5.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie. Going up to celebrations tonight up in LaSalle, yes?
Yes, looking forward to it. It's always a good meeting. Always has really good attendance and lots of good questions.
And if you want to go, you're welcome to do that. The meeting gets underway about 6 o'clock. Celebrations is on Route 6, just south of Interstate 80. So if you're taking 39 up, for example, you'd get off at 6 and head east toward Ottawa. Let's go ahead and look at the marketplace, Jackie, where it does appear that for really no reason at all, soybeans are on the defensive.
Oh, they certainly are. They're getting beat up, you know, and it's, you know, some of it I think might be coming. It doesn't make any sense. You know, Informer came out and raised bean acres, which on old crop would have basically no impact at all, and yet the old crop is certainly what's getting beat up. And I think that, you know, maybe what we're seeing is some unwinding of spreads. We don't have new crop down nearly as much, from new crop down 10, old crop down 25. And so that's the only thing I can figure out, is that it's spreads. You know, I heard you mention that we do have March going off the board tomorrow. And I think one thing that gives us, of course, some hope that we're going to go back up is just the spreads that exist between the March and the May contracts. You know, you've got corn 30 cents behind the March contract. You've got beans about 26 cents behind the March contract. And so, you know, if we can go by the old rule of thumb would say is that when markets are tight and supplies are tight, that the nearby will now follow and try and reach the contract that just went off the board. And it would make sense, you know, unless they've somehow miraculously got enough supply all of a sudden this last week.
The other interesting piece of news off of these numbers, as you look at them, is in the wheat pit, where May at the moment, 699, July at the moment, 699. There is no carry in this market. In fact, it has gone inverse earlier today. So there is no incentive now to store wheat. The market is saying we need the wheat now. And I suppose we need it for feed and ethanol more than what we use it for wheat.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. And one of the things that's really interesting is I follow the French wheat market and the Black Sea market to try and get a feel for what it's like over in Europe and in Russia. And when you look at French wheat, which is equivalent to our soft red, it's trading at 8.19. We're trading at 6.99. Black Sea wheat is trading at 8.77, which is comparable to our hard red. And we're trading at 7.35 right now is where we are. 7.32, excuse me. And so, you know, that says to me that we still have very, very tight numbers out in the rest of the world when it comes to wheat. And just at the moment, we've been getting beat up here. So it's going to be interesting to see if we can lead us out of this. And I think that there's a very high possibility that that's what's going to happen.
And it's also saying there isn't any corn or it is undervalued to corn. I guess you just do the math. A bushel of wheat weighs 60 pounds.
Yep.
That's more than corn weighs by 4 or 5 pounds.
Yep.
And it's cheaper.
Well, it is.
So, it's really not much more than an economic issue.
Well, I think you're very right about that. And even if it never happens, we know that there's some wheat being fed. We know that there's some wheat being used in other areas. It's what it implies. You know, what it implies to the market is more important sometimes than what the reality is. And what it implies to the market is that wheat will be used as a substitute in the feed market. And you know, we don't have a lot of corn around. Corn is still the king. There's no question about that when it comes to feeding animals of any sort. But, you know, we've got aflatoxin issues. We've got all kinds of issues. And we have a lot of corn that is sitting right now in what we normally would call weak hands, being farmers' hands, actually sitting in very strong hands at this point in time. You know, they, from the guys I talk to, you know, they'd like to get $8 for their corn before they want to let it go. So the market's going to have to do everything it can to try and get this out of the countryside and available to all the people who need it.
I think it'd probably be done to some significant degree in the cash market.
Well, I think so, too. I think, you know, there'll be two things. You know, either basis will do it or the futures will do it or both. You know, the other on the other side of things, I know that we talked about beans a little bit ago, Dave, but I was just thinking about this. There was a big blurb out this morning saying that China hog prices had gone down.
Yes.
And that definitely has an impact on the bean market. But the reality is that from an import standpoint, when you look at their port supplies, they've only imported 4.35 million metric tons. Their demand is 5 million metric tons. So it still says that there's going to be some good demand for beans coming down the pike here. You know, it's not something that necessarily, there's that big question about when is Brazil going to do this? What's going to happen? You know, there's just so many things. So the trade's going to grab onto anything it can and run with it.
What's the likelihood that either the quarterly grain stocks report or the acreage report or a combination thereof makes a market changer for one of these commodities?
Oh, I think that quarterly grain stocks could be a market changer for the corn market from the standpoint, you know, that's the big question. We know that the first quarter grain stocks basically came in and said we had tremendous usage. Now, some of that we know probably came out from before September 1st. And what will our usage be now is the question. And I think that that's what everybody's going to be waiting to find out, because if we show strong usage, there's no question that that old crop corn is too cheap. But, you know, we won't know that until the 28th.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Looking at the market, the current tick in Kansas City, March wheat, again, no bid. The May, 7.31 1/4, down 4. In July, at 7.35 3/4, down 3 3/4. March wheat in Chicago, 6.98, down 2.5. May, 6.98 3/4, down 4 3/4. March corn, 7.34 3/4, down 6 1/4. May, 7.05, down 9 1/4. December, 5.51 1/4, down 6. March beans, 14.67, down 22 3/4. May, 14.42 1/2, down 26 1/4. And November at 12.59 1/4, down 10 1/4. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.